Britain political earthquakes ahead, Dave Kerr. The bombshell resignation of Tory government minister Ian Duncan Smith formed the backcloth to the debate on Britain. As Deputy General Secretary Hannah Sell reminded delegates in her opening remarks, just such a possibility of split in the ruling party was outlined in the opening paragraph of the Congress document. The Tories are in a humiliating retreat over their plans to slash a further £4 billion, including from disability benefits. Yes, Ed's resignation reflects the Tory split over the EU, but fundamentally they can feel the ground shaking under their feet, such as the unpopularity of Tory policies, Hannah explained. One consequence of this could be to give workers confidence to fight back, and then the shaking ground could turn into an earthquake. This isn't the first retreat the government has backpedaled over cutting tax credits. The weaknesses and divisions in the ruling class could be exploited by the organized working class if the trade union leaders were to coordinate industrial action against austerity. Unfortunately, many trade union leaders are playing a baleful role and are holding back the struggle. This has resulted in setbacks. Since 2010, 1 million jobs have been lost in the public sector. Ironically, it's the junior doctors, less encumbered by this union bureaucracy, who are in the forefront of the struggle against government attacks. But even without a lead from the union tops, local struggles are breaking out. This could escalate with the Tory school academization plan. Social movements in Britain over issues like the lack of affordable housing, evictions and the housing bill. The battle to save the health service continues to erupt, and we could see a renewed student movement over the higher education bill. Young people in particular, who are at the sharp end of government austerity, could come to the fore in low pay and unionization struggles. As socialists, our starting point is what is necessary to take these struggles forward, taking into account people's political confidence and consciousness. Even before major industrial and social movements have developed, opinion polls indicate a favorable attitude among young people toward socialism. While what is meant by socialism is unclear, this is nonetheless indicative of a growing anti-capitalist mood in society. 3 months ago, Osborne was trumpeting the successes of Britain plc. Now he's blaming the world economy for dragging the UK economy down, having discovered that it's £18 billion smaller than he thought. Government measures, such as quantitative easing, have simply led to renewed speculative price bubbles. There could be another financial crash leading to a new economic downturn. The contradiction of modern times is that the underlying anger among the working and middle classes over the economic and social crisis is not being expressed in a mass opposition party. Equally, the ruling class hasn't got a reliable party to rule through, creating political instability. No one predicted the landslide election of Jeremy Corbyn. His anti-austerity message, like Bernie Sanders in the US, struck a chord with many people new to politics as well as an older layer of left-leaning workers. Corbyn's opponents could only serve up a diet of austerity-light policies. Two parties. But his election hasn't transformed Labour into a workers' party. In fact, Labour encompasses two parties, a capitalist party and a potential workers' party. But the structures of Labour remain in the grip of the Blairites. The new anti-austerity members are viewed with horror by the Blairites, who are waging a civil war against Corbyn. We oppose Labour's right-wing and back Corbyn when he supports socialist policies, while criticising him when he backtracks, such as not instructing Labour MPs to opposing the bombing of Syria. The EU, along with its anti-worker neoliberalism, is also anti-refugees. Its latest deal with Turkey reinforces the borders of fortress Europe. A vote against the EU would weaken British capitalism and undermine Cameron. Unfortunately, under right-wing pressure, Corbyn has U-turned over opposing the boss's EU in the forthcoming referendum. It means that both Remain and Leave campaigns are led by capitalist forces. We have to fight for an independent, working-class exit campaign based on socialist, internationalist opposition to the capitalist EU. Delegates expanded points on Britain, including racism and the refugee crisis, the battle to save the NHS, Trade union leadership, developments in the pro-Corbyn momentum campaign, Wales Assembly elections and UKIP, Labour and fighting austerity, local elections and TUSC, a report from Scotland, and more besides. Click here to read the Congress document. Perspectives for Britain. A separate session discussed the EU referendum in more detail.